You know I wanna do that again.
So strong, we rise and stand in heaven alone.
Forever, oh, be Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for Union Radio this morning. Once again, 20 minutes on the downside of 9 this morning, and Jesus is all everywhere. Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You've given us this day as well as our daily bread. And you've forgiven us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who have trespassed against us. You led us not into temptation, but you deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever in your holy name. Let everybody say amen.
We'll do the call. Some of them danger. 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 Danger.
time now is, say, 27 minutes on the downside of 9. Right about now, we're going to let you know a little bit about our sponsors. Sister Becky, the co-host. Want to say good morning to the millions listening by way of radio this morning. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you, in your radio, Charles Harris. Want to say good morning, first of all, to Brother Felton, Brother Brown, want to say good morning to Brother Nick, Brother Mitch, Brother Randy. Want to say good morning to Twana. Want to say good morning to Beverly this morning if you got the radio. And all my constituents down in Pompano Beach, Deerfield. The Harris is down there, my brother Clyde, his family. I want to say good morning to Maddie, Laura Sue, and I guess that'll do. Good morning to you. Right about now, I'm gonna give you to Sister Becky, let you know about our sponsors that makes it all happen. Good morning to
you. Brought to you in part by the Riverview Memorial Gardens, the place where quality and service is a must. They will assist you in burial plots, granite, memorial benches, cremations, and crypts. They're located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard, Cocoa, Florida. For more information, contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-5050. We're also brought to you in part by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Works. Freddie has got it together. You can walk in and ride out. He's located on Merritt Island at 416 Roosevelt Avenue. He also has a red wagon on 2525 North Courtney Parkway, where he will serve you barbecue ribs, barbecue chicken, baked beans, potato salad, and all the works. Go by and stop and see him. To locate him at that station, it's 321-872-5650. We're also brought to you in part by Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners is family-owned and operated since 1960, where quality and service still counts. They will do your dry cleaning, laundry, alterations, draperies, suede, and laundry cleaning. They will also do that red and gown. In case you had it, bought it for a while and it's got wrinkles in it and you need the wrinkles out, just take it in for one day service. Bring it in the morning, you can get it up the same day. They have several locations to serve you. Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockledge, Fort St. John, Vieira, Suntree, and North Melbourne. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We're also brought to you in part by Stone Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in hearts and you in mind. Sister Jan Stone is the funeral director. She is modern, efficient, and synthetic service. A family business dedicated to serving other families in their time of sorrow, where real and deep concern goes beyond professional excellence, whose solid passion comes from knowing and doing all that you can do at this difficult time and doing it better than most. For more information, contact Sister Jan Stone at 321-636-2344. We'll go back into our program with Brother Charles Harris.
All right. We're about 27 minutes toward the hour of 10 o'clock this morning. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you in your radio. Isn't it good to know that neither can we die anymore? For they are equal, for we are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. That's in John 5:29. I tell you, for if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye. feel good right now. That's why I can just look to heaven and tell the Lord these words. Come on, put your hand together. Lord, you know that I'm your child, and I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so dark, you know I just don't understand. Hold on,
hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
I can't make it without you, Lord.
Hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
Oh, listen to me now, as I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad that I sit and think about I can't miss a friend that I never had. Hold on,
hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
I can't make it without you, Lord.
Hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
One more thing I want to tell you. I'm gonna continue to run for Jesus, even if I have to run along, because it's my determination to make a beautiful heaven my home. Hold on,
hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
Right now, right now, right now, right now. Hold on,
hold on, I need you to hold my hand.
Sometime when burden press me, I say, hold. Anybody need to be a lawyer?
Jesus.
Can anybody say,
hold me.
Lord, I need you.
Jesus.
I need
What is the evidence that Jesus Christ is the wonderful counselor? For us who live on this side of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, these statements are not just theory. We can see them fleshed out in a person. We now can read and reflect and appeal for help from the one who became for us wisdom from God. From our point in history, we can see that Jesus is the very wisdom of God. When you take all of that we know about Christ, it adds up to a marvelous truth. He is the God. And who is called a wonder of a counselor. His wonder. If a wonder is anything that excites our amazement, then it describes everything about the one who came in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. In 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul expressed the wonder of the Lord who clothed himself in human flesh. Without controversy, great is the mystery of the godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on the world, received up in glory. The wonder of this brief statement disturbs philosophers, delights beggars, and confronts the brokenhearted. It speaks of the hero of heaven who gathers little children to himself. He is the Son of God, who offers up who offers to bring people of all nations to his Father, and who invites all who trust him to be part of his family forever. We now can see the principal wisdom fleshed out in a person of unlimited understanding. Now, what he did in his work of redemption for us is beyond comprehension. Try to imagine what it will mean to enjoy for all eternity a wandering, worshiping, loving relationship with the Creator God, the Son of Heaven, who became sin for us. Think about him, God the Son, deity, in every way, yet willing to bear our sins in his body on the tree. Everything about him should stir our hearts in wonder-filled submission.